The MCU has some downright incredible actors, from Robert Downey Jr. to Elizabeth Olsen to Anthony Hopkins. But who are the top five? Tune in right now to find out on 15 Minutes of Marvel.
There was an idea.
Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
I can do this all day.
What are they called again?
Anulax batteries.
Harvey Larry batteries.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass.
I control the truth. Mysterio is the truth.
Boom. You looking for this?
What's up and welcome back to 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in pretty much 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simmy. Today on the pod, I am taking a look at the top five actors in the MCU. Look, we all say that there are amazing actors in the MCU, and I'm sure we all mean it. I know we do. But do we truly, truly, really, really understand the level of greatness that is in the MCU? I don't think we do. Look, here's a short list of some absolutely ridiculous people that are in the MCU that I never hear anybody talk about. Robert Redford, one Oscar, three Oscar nominations. Anthony Hopkins, two Oscars, six nominations. Michael Keaton, one Oscar nomination. Kate Blanchett, two Oscars and seven noms. And Michael freaking Douglas at two Oscars. That is absolutely insane that these people are within the MCU. Unbelievable stuff. And that's not even a fraction of the star-studded list of actors in the universe as a whole. Look, to help me determine our top five actors in the MCU, I've brought along a guest to the pod, Pamela Gores of TheDirect.com. Welcome to the show, Pamela. How's it going?
Good, yeah. I'm excited to break this all down because, like you said, there are so many people in this universe. I think we forget about some of, like, even those major names you mentioned. It's like, oh my God, Robert Redford. Yeah.
Yes.
For having me. I'm so excited to be here and to break this down a little bit.
Absolutely. I feel like the guest list of the direct.com members just continues to expand on this podcast, and I'm glad that you could be inducted in the family here on the show. I think you're right. Robert Redford, nobody ever talks about Robert Redford. The guy's a legend. The guy's a movie legend. This is going to be really awesome and fun to do. Like you said, the MCU is stacked. It's insane. We're going to pick five actors each in the MCU, our top five actors. Now, I do want to preface this with some rules. The rules are there are no rules, okay? It's pretty much how it goes. Anybody counts, past, present, future. You do your thing. So if you want to pick Will Poulter as Adam Warlock, if you think that's a smart move, you do your thing, and you can stick to that. But you can only pick five, and they have to be confirmed in the MCU. So no rumored, nothing like that. It has to be actually confirmed on a casting list. I do have to ask right off the bat, easier or harder than you thought to make this list of five?
Harder. Definitely harder. I will say, though, that my picks are going to be people we know and love already. So
okay.
No one in the future or whatnot. But it was definitely hard because, like you said, I really started thinking about just how many people are in the MCU. And I was like, oh, no, I did not prepare myself mentally.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's very intense. Okay, let's kick it off with number five. You can start our list here. Why don't you go ahead?
Okay, I'll take the honor. This might be kind of a controversial pick. I don't know, but I went with Paul Rudd, Scott Lang.
Oh, nice.
I remember when he was first brought on and it was kind of a bit of a walk, but obviously people know Paul Rudd. It wasn't like when Chris Hemsworth and Tom Hiddleston came on and they were like the no names. Like Paul Rudd had a career before Ant-Man, but man, he is so funny. And every time I see him on screen, I feel like I'm smiling, whether it's just because he's being funny or just who he is as a person. And I think what I really like too is he took, you know, everyone before Ant-Man came out knew Ant-Man as Hank Pym and not Scott Lang, like from the comics. And he kind of brought Scott Lang into the forefront of that role. So I got to give him props for that.
Yeah, that's a great choice. Honestly, I feel like Paul Rudd is such a stalwart, like in the MCU, that he's just there. People just say like, yeah, he's part of the MCU. And we don't give him enough credit. I totally agree with you. I think he has some amazing projects coming out in the future too. Like he's in Ghostbusters Afterlife. He's in an incredible show with Will Ferrell and Katherine Hahn. He's got some amazing things coming down the pipeline. He's a great actor. And the fact that he came into the MCU, and I know that he's kind of the comedic crutch, but he's also an exceptionally heartfelt storyline in the MCU. with his daughter and with everything that happened with him in his past and moving forward. I think that's a great pick. Definitely an underrated pick for sure.
And I think he's going to be a really big player moving forward into this new version of the Avengers, whatever that's going to be, or whatever big team we've got going forward. Like, he's going to be at the forefront of that for sure. So,
oh yeah. How could he not be? I think Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, we all know Kang is coming. We all know that that movie is going to be intense. I don't really think we all understand what that movie is going to be. We don't know really what it's about. I think it's going to be exceptionally bigger than anybody thinks it is, especially in the storyline of Scott Lang and everybody else in that movie. It's going to be very, very good. My number five, I feel like, is also an underrated pick. Hasn't been in the MCU as long as Paul Rudd has. I'm going with Owen Wilson as Mobius from Loki. Look, the guy is a crazy decorated actor. He's in tons of Wes Anderson movies. He's in Cars. He's in tons of stuff that people know. He's iconic, right? I mean, I'm not going to do it because I don't do a very good impression, but we all know that the way Owen Wilson says wow is very, very iconic. He has the ability to be funny, charming. He's meaningful. I think inside Loki, in and of itself, regardless if he's in projects in the future or whatever the future holds for Owen Wilson, I think his ability to be Mobius and to play so many sides of the coin within Loki and like have that many character traits within himself is something only a small handful of actors can pull off. And I think Owen Wilson does it exceptionally well. Super underrated.
And he gave us the jet ski meme.
Absolutely.
If we don't get that in season two, Marvel is going to have a really big issue.
Yeah, we riot. If we don't get it, if our guy doesn't get a jet ski, we're out. We're done. Never supporting Loki again. Hit your number four. What do you got?
Now, for my number four, I think I could really just say the name and I don't even need to explain it, but Chadwick Boseman. Like, just, I mean, cultural legend is usually how I go to describe him. Just, and that alone doesn't even feel like enough. But I mean, he didn't change the MCU. He changed everything in the movie industry. And, you know, for him, for Black Panther, for everything else he did. And, you know, he just seemed like probably one of the kindest human souls on Earth. And it really bled into Black Panther and his other MCU appearances. So I have to honor him on this list for sure.
I think that's a great pick. I will admit he's not on my list. I do think, though, when you're talking about top five actors in the MCU, he's either on the list or he's very, very close in that conversation. He has to be. He redefined Black Panther as a superhero. It was a cultural event. It was outside of the MCU, right? He took it to different levels that nobody has taken a movie to before, and it was a phenomenon all because of Chadwick Boseman. I do think he's incredible in the other projects that he does outside of the MCU as well. RIP our king. He was phenomenal. Great, great choice. My number four, again, I'm going with another newcomer. I feel like I'm not setting a good precedent here. I feel like people are gonna get at me for recency bias, but you know what? I know I have it, and I live with it. It's part of who I am. I'm going with Florence Pugh as Yelena Belova in Black Widow in the upcoming Hawkeye series. She's funny. She's emotional. She is great with Scarlett Johansson. They had a wonderful chemistry together. I think she has a great story set up in the MCU. Moving forward, she's going to be super incremental to at least to Hawkeye and to other things moving forward. But I think she is right now, in terms of Hollywood, the general Hollywood scope, she's a top 25 actor. No problem. No question. You don't bat an eye. She is going to have an incredible future ahead of her. She's wonderful in Midsommar and other projects that she has done, Little Women, and she is next level. And I picked this pick because I'm going future looking. I think she is an excellent pick that will redefine what the future of the MCU is moving forward.
Hey, I love her. I mean, I do love her too. I loved her in Black Widow. Black Widow, if you know, it's my passion project. I am the biggest Widow stan you'll ever meet. But I don't know if I'm. It's hard. I want to see her in Hawkeye. I do like her. I love her character, but I think I need to see more of her to really be sold. She had a great introduction in Black Widow. We've got a pretty good grip on her, but now I want to see her away from Nat now, like more, and see who she is without her sister and see that character adapt to that environment. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's a great call out. I do think the post-credit scene for Black Widow, when she kind of gets told, like, you have to go after Clint now, I think that adds a lot of layers to her character development moving forward, and it gives her a really good depth to her character. So I'm excited to see her pull that off, hopefully. What is third on your list?
So third, definitely also, she's been around for a while, but she's going to continue being around, Elizabeth Olsen, our Scarlet Witch. Oh my God. I mean, I am also a WandaVision stan. I am in that majority that ate that show up. I mean, she just did the damn thing in that show. Like, I don't even know how else to really describe it. Like, she's Emmy nominated for that show. Like, she's one of the few MCU actors in any project that, like, my heart ached with hers in that series. Like, I really, like, not that I've been through something like that, but just, like, she really pulled that off. And I am so excited to see, like, more of the true Scarlet Witch now in the MCU, now that we've seen the scope of Lizzie's acting to really see her break out of her shell more. I'm just insanely excited. And yeah, WandaVision just did it.
Yeah, she's our queen. That's all I can say. On this pod, we stand for Elizabeth Olsen. We stand for Wanda. She's our queen. I think she is one of the, maybe not few, but definitely one of the actors within the MCU that has really put all the eggs in the basket and is really focused and made that that's their life. That's their role. That's who they are. And I think, yeah, when you talk about Elizabeth Olsen, you talk about Wanda. Emmy nominated, cultural event. WandaVision was our first project back after 700 and some odd days without MCU content. I couldn't ask for a better way to get back into the MCU. I think moving forward, incremental in terms of multiverse and Doctor Strange and everything that's going to be happening. When Wanda gets emotional, I get emotional. I'm sure if I get emotional, I'm sure that you are also getting emotional. So that is a dynamite pick. I'm ashamed that she didn't make my list. It's tough.
Sorry to call you out like that, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to have people turning on me on the show. This is no good. So my third pick, I've got to go with someone that is an Oscar nominated. He hasn't won yet. He has been part of a film that has won an Oscar. He himself has not won. Michael Keaton, the OG, the GOAT himself as Adrian Toomes and Vulture in Spider-Man Homecoming. Hopefully in future things coming up. He's in the trailer for Morbius. He is, I don't know. We don't know what's happening with him. But I think without Michael Keaton, Vulture does not work. I think that the attitude, the tone, the dialogue from Michael Keaton is so on point that he is really like the only actor that could pull something off like that. His menacing smile in so many scenes in Spider-Man where you know what he's saying, but he doesn't need to say anything. And it's so layered too. He's not just saying one thing. It's a culmination of tons of other things. I think personally, it's probably the best casting choice in the MCU. And that's an entirely different conversation that we can have because a lot of people will say RDJ or Chris Evans or someone to that effect. I think Michael Keaton's the guy, and I love him as Vulture. I think he's impeccable.
We'll say on that note, I remember when I saw Homecoming in theaters, I think that was one of the one moments like in an MCU showing where when we found out it was him, like, you know, the dad, that whole car scene, like people, it was like that little gasp. And then people were just like silent during that entire car scene. Just the tension was insane. So yeah, I've got to give him props for that. Yeah, I very vividly remember that now.
That scene alone is so incredible. And you can watch that scene just by itself, the 3 or 4 minutes that it is, and you can just get all fired up on Spider-Man juice for the day. It's wild stuff. We're getting into the top twos. What is your number two on your list?
Now, I said before, I am the biggest Widow stan you'll ever meet. And because of that, I am choosing Scarlett Johansson. And it's a big duh moment for me. But as someone who feels like they know Natasha Romanoff as a character very well from the comics, and now looking at her legacy in the MCU, Scarlett Johansson is Black Widow. and in Black Widow, the movie, you can see just how much love there is for that character there with ScarJo, like, you know, being one of the executive producers and whatnot. Like, I feel like when I watched Black Widow, I was watching a comic book come to life truly for that character. And, you know, she has really put in her due work and diligence with Natasha. And there's just, I remember, you know, oh yeah, remember when Emily Blunt was supposed to be Natasha Romanoff and all that. But no, Scarlett has killed it. And I love her. And I just love Natasha Romanoff so much. So I am completely biased in this regard. But yeah, I had to give one of my top two spots to her.
It's a great pick. I think without Scarlett Johansson, we do not have the same Black Widow. I think we don't have the same storyline. We don't have the same kind of tone and emotion that we get with her. She, especially in the most recent, you know, Black Widow film, but I think in general, she, anytime that she has kind of an emotional arc, I think she sells it incredibly well, whether that's with Bruce or with her past or with whomever that might be. She is impeccable when it comes to that stuff and is really, really good at delivering. I think you're right. I think she is kind of the best of both worlds in terms of action and emotion. She's locked and loaded. Got it all.
Yeah. I mean, that Vormir scene, I still can't remember that because it
brutal.
Broke me. It broke me. And yeah, I can't really watch it in full. So I just get a little too emotional. So I'm like, I'm going to fast forward a little bit and just go past this.
Yeah, that's brutal stuff. Now that you bring it up, I'm going to be in a slump all day long. That's tough. I think my number two pick is kind of in line with you as well. I think without this casting choice, we don't have the same character that we know and love today. This is an OG. I've got to go with Chris Evans as Captain America. I know that I said Michael Keaton is kind of the perfect MCU casting, but, you know, I think Chris Evans can be up there in the conversation too. He made Captain America the icon that Captain America is. He's got the perfect sense of humor. He's ridiculously good looking, incredible hair that I would kill to have Chris Evans' hair. I mean, the hero's journey, the character's growth that he undergoes through nearly a decade of movies is absolutely incredible. And the fact that we as an audience stick with him so tightly through that decade and we care about every single moment. And when we finally learn in Civil War that Tony knew about his parents and that was backwards, but you know, you get the gist. All of that storyline of all of that is absolutely incredible. And I think for Civil War personally, when we get to see two massive heroes go at it and Chris Evans is Captain America, that is it. You are not taken out of that at all, not for 1 second. And without Chris Evans, we don't have Captain America. Now I know we have Anthony Mackie going forward, and I think he will do an incredible job of redefining who Captain America is, but 25 years from now, Chris Evans is still Captain America in my books.
Agreed. And now I can lead into this. Well, my number one pick is Chris Evans.
Oh.
So now we can save some time. I'll just be like, yeah, everything you said.
Look at that.
No, I mean, pretty much echoing what you said, the evolution of that character alone is insane. Like you said, I mean, we watch him through literal decades, right? And in real life, over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy. And, you know, for the most part, except maybe for Civil War, like everyone's always rooting for him one way or another, like just resonating with that character on so many different levels. And the Captain America movies alone, the first one, Winter Soldier, Civil War, like those shaped the MCU. And it's because of how much of an effect that character has on audiences, other characters within the movie. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that we got Captain America, the Winter Soldier nearly a decade ago, almost, and people still think it's one of the best movies in the MCU. That's Chris Evans. I know you have Sebastian Stan coming in as the Winter Soldier, and I know you kind of get your political thriller 70s, you know, take on all of that with Robert Redford, by the way, incredible. But I still think that movie only works because of Chris Evans. That if you don't have that same charisma and focus that he has, you don't get that product in the end. My number one pick is, it's going to piss people off. I'm just going to say right out of the gate, people are not going to be very happy with me. I was really close to pulling a swap and putting Chris Evans as my number one. So we would have agreed. But I've got to go with my gut and I've got to go with my personal biases here. You put Scarlett Johansson as number three. I probably should have done something a little wiser and put my personal bias a little lower on my list. But Jake Gyllenhaal is my number one pick for the best actor in the MCU. I have reasons why. I know we're a 15-minute podcast, so I'm not going to go into like the bajillion of reasons that I have. He's my boy. First off, that's my boy Jake G. I can't do him wrong. Not on my podcast. We stand for our king here. But this villain, Mysterio, Quentin Beck, is the first of his kind in the MCU. The first person playing a good guy in the first half of the movie, the first two acts of the movie, and being a mentor to Peter Parker and having us connect to his character and saying, this is good for Peter and he's helping and he's supportive and he's charismatic and he's friendly and he's kind and all of these things that go with him. And then he fucking conned us. He got us all and he flipped on us and he turned the role upside down, becoming just an absolutely terrible human being. I think the powers of his actions, the slyness of his decisions to groom Peter and then to flip on him and to set him up even after he's potentially dead. We don't know yet if he's going to have a role in the future. I think few actors in the MCU, in general, few actors can pull off a performance where in one movie you play two completely different sides of the coin and have a complete audience buy-in only to flip on them and then just have so much passion, so much emotion, so much focus into being that character. And any single time I think about Far From Home, I just think about the final bridge scene. And regardless of how epic it is in general, Jake Gyllenhaal, without him, that does not work. That scene does not work. Without that caliber of actor, it doesn't. You don't get that same buy-in for me personally. Besides the fact that he, again, has great hair, just like Chris Evans. I'm a sucker for good hair. I think he's the guy. I think he's very, very good.
I have to say too, like, I don't know much. I mean, I haven't seen all of his, you know, work in the past, but like, I feel like when he does that sinister switch, and Far From Home, like that was really new for him too, to be that kind of, you know, a little off the edge kind of dude villain. And I am really excited to see if we see him again, because, you know, you can never count anything out for sure in the MCU. They've taught us that. And we've seen little hints, little like merchandise leaks about Mysterio. So, but the fact that you have him as your king and Lizzie as your queen on this pod, I mean, like that's pretty solid. Like they're ruling.
Yeah, you got to put respect where it's due, big time. I think if Jake Gyllenhaal does not make your top five actors in the MCU list, I think he at least makes the most underrated actors in the MCU. When you look at his projects outside of the MCU as well, he's not defined by the MCU. He's defined by so many other things like Zodiac and Nightcrawler and Prisoners. And just, I mean, the list goes on and on. I think he's the guy. I had a couple honorable mentions that I want to toss out there. I don't know what you have. I've got Matt Damon as playing the play version of Loki in Ragnarok. I think that's always a good shout. I think Kate Blanchett is looked over constantly. I wish we got more out of Hela. I wish she was a little bit deeper of a villain and a character. So I don't think it was written entirely well, but I think she is excellent in the MCU. I personally like Benicio del Toro. Not enough to crack the list, but I think he is really, really great. And then I chose one forward-looking one as well in Ethan Hawke. I think Ethan Hawke is going to blow our minds. He is in the upcoming movie, The Black Phone. He looks so good in that. He's in one of my favorite trilogies of all time, the Before trilogy. And I think he's going to be very, very good. Did you have any honorable mentions?
I did not prepare any, but right off the top of my head, I automatically think of Catherine Hahn because man, ever since we saw her in WandaVision, I'm on that train so far. I remember, oh my God, on the Emmys night, I was so upset, but that's besides the point. Probably honestly Jeremy Renner, because as much as I am a Black Widow stan, I am as equally much a Hawkeye stan, and we're about to see so much more of him, obviously, in Hawkeye coming up, like really see who Clint Barton is, like, and I'm so excited for that, and I think he's gonna kill it.
Yeah, I think the point being, there are so many phenomenal people in the MCU that we take for granted every single day. We just say like, oh, these are our heroes, these are who they are. But they're incredible actors that are dedicating years of their lives to creating these movies that are IP heavy, that are part of a universe. That means they don't get to work with specific auteur directors. They don't get to pursue any other maybe passion projects. Things like that, that they are sacrificing to be in the MCU, I think goes overlooked constantly. And I don't think we show enough respect for the people that make the MCU what it is. I can't wait to see the Eternals and see more heroes in the MCU and more inclusive heroes at that, which is a very, very exciting thing to say. Who are your top five actors in the MCU? Let me know on Twitter at 15 Minute Marvel. Tell me why Jake G is not the number one. I bet you can't do it. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any major podcast platform. And a special shout out to the patrons of the show, Brandon Clark, Hajir Shakib, and Reagan Knopp. Thank you so much. Pamela, thanks so much for coming on the pod. It was a blast. I love your list. This was an amazing time. If people want more of you, if they want to follow you on social media, where can they do that at?
I am on Twitter at Pamela Gores, PamelaGores. And you can also find me on the direct as their managing editor and writer.
Nice. Yes. Go check out Pamela's work. Doing great stuff over at thedirect.com. Thanks for coming on the show again. I can't wait to have you back. It's going to be a good time. I will see you all back here next time. I'm Ethan Simi. And remember, always go higher, further, and faster.